This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Tracks of Life, we back, baby. Yo, listen, Jordan's in Miami right now. Get ready for the Happiness Begins tour. First shows this week. So excited, man. So excited. You know, I called him today. Three times and went to voicemail. I'm 0 for 3. But it's all good. I'm over here. I got this. I'm going to hold it down. This week on the show, we got two of the members of the band Before You Exit. We got Connor and Riley. Besides being incredible songwriters, they've toured the world with some of the biggest names in music. I mean, it's unbelievable. Had a great time with them. The songs they chose are so dope. I can't wait for you guys to hear it. Tracks of Life. Let's go, baby.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, essential television.
This episode of Tracks of Life is brought to you by Progressive. How's this for a soundbite? Drivers who switch to Progressive and save an average of $699 on car insurance each year. Switch tracks today. Get a quote at progressive.com to see how much you could be saving. National average annual car insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2018.
Fire. All right, so back to my question. What's your favorite order of waters?
It's a tight top three.
Yeah?
It's a tight top three.
Come on, lay it on us,
bro.
I don't
know if I can rank them, really, but I will try.
Okay.
Voss.
Okay. I'm going to sip on some Vosses. Mm.
Yeah. Voss.
Mm-hmm.
Fiji.
Good call.
Aquapana.
Aquapana.
I don't even know what that is.
I'll look up the...
You'll see. You'll know.
I would say Voss, Smartwater, Fiji.
Smartwater is good.
Just because you can get a giant one.
Yeah, of the Smartwater.
Yeah.
What do you got, man? A lot of pressure, dude.
We're not talking songs today. We're just talking water. Yeah.
Water.
There's a Florida one that's good, too. Zephyr Hills.
Zephyr Hills. Hell yeah, man.
I think that's Florida, right?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm vetoing Dasani, though.
Yeah, you're out?
Any water that goes...
They put like extra salt in it, so it like makes you more thirsty or something?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. A bunch of jerks, man.
Yeah.
I go with Tap. Depending on the city.
Tap is my favorite brand of water.
Tap hose, fire hydrant.
Exactly. And that's it. We can move on now.
I wonder if someone's tried to take Tap as a brand name. They'd probably do pretty well.
Google's
maybe. Tap.net. No. I gotta throw in.
You gotta retract?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
Oh, what is that?
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, I'm getting you one right now.
Wait, you have it here?
Yeah. It comes in a can.
Is it just water?
Yeah.
What the?
I opened the one. I was like, dude, what are these? It's on the top shelf, no?
No.
It's gone.
They're gone.
Huh. Dang. Looks like Ben needs a new job.
There it is.
Unopened.
Just happened to be sitting there.
Room 10.
I licked the rim, but don't worry about it.
Okay, perfect. No, I prefer
it's
it that
in a
way.
Can. But
murder
like,
your thirst.
I don't know
Mountain
what it is
water.
About it. It's so good.
Wow.
Crack it open.
Hey, bro.
Pop it open.
Don't be scared.
Why does it feel like it's not water? Right? I feel like I'm about to die.
You're about to get pranked.
No.
Boosh.
Yeah. Liquid Death. Please send us.
No, I just spilled some.
Yeah.
Dang. That's good.
It's good water, right?
Yeah. It just tastes like water.
It just passes out.
Yeah, but it's good.
Gotcha.
You're the one that asked us to rank our top three waters.
I'm just kidding. No, that's definitely the craziest I've seen.
Yeah.
It's good water. Good water.
I might put that number one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Get in there, bro.
Thoughts?
Water.
Yeah.
At some
hydrating.
Certain point,
it is literally murdering your thirst
it is.
Right now.
Right. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
What do you think? After it kicked in, you look at you. Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm feeling it now, honestly. It's starting to hit.
Bro, you stopped sweating and everything. Like, look at you guys, man.
Yeah, man.
My acne's going away on my face. This is crazy.
The first 48 just called. They want to track this murder.
Boom. Hey. It's like, wait a minute, why are my ears bleeding?
Hold on.
The melting skull on the can is what you look like in about 24 hours.
Yeah.
Dang.
But cool, enjoy.
Yeah.
But it's great.
Perfect.
So, I don't know if you guys are familiar.
I don't know if you're familiar with how we met, though.
I want to know.
Oh, it's
my
pretty
first
good story
ever.
Was that you guys know how long you guys know each other?
Your first
technically,
real,
yeah, first real
first
tour,
real
yeah.
tour. Mm-hmm. Both of our first real tours
okay.
together.
Yeah. I mean, if you discount all the summer camps we played,
yeah, no,
then it's our first.
We're talking full on tour now.
First tour.
So we played summer camps with him. Yeah.
No, we both opened for All Time Low.
Okay,
on like a small club tour. It was like a downplay.
Uh huh.
And it was just like, it was mayhem.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I've heard the stories.
Yeah. Almost 10 years
I
ago.
I was 15.
Yeah, he was 15 years
really?
Old.
Really?
Yeah. So that was a crazy first tour for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were kind of scared of them at first, honestly. Yeah.
His parents were not. They were not stoked at first.
Yeah. Our parents were on the tour with
really?
Us, too. Yeah, we had a little RV.
Yeah, you guys are kids. Yeah, at the time, sure.
Yeah, we had to. Actually, like, by law, we had
legally.
To have parents.
Yeah.
And,
like we couldn't drive, like, we couldn't even rent a van to drive ourselves.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And he didn't want to go in Jordan's van, that's for sure.
They tried.
Yeah,
they tried. They had candy and everything.
Yeah. Come on, boys. Yeah. Come hang out, boys.
We had candy, puppies.
Yeah. Our first day, I still remember, was at Dunkin' Donuts. And we all walked there, and it was like, I was very intimidated at first because, you know, I'm 15 and they're in like this giant bus and we're in like our little mini RV. I'm like, I was like, and then we walked there and like, I was like, oh, these guys are really cool.
Yeah.
And then, we all bought donuts.
I think that one guy's drunk though.
Yeah. I thought
every
that the
day?
Whole tour.
Your mom was like, is he like that every day?
It was my first tour and I was just like, I was hired to play guitar. So I didn't really have many other responsibilities.
Sure.
I think I was 21, 22 or something like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So you're in your prime.
I was drunk the entire time.
Yeah.
And we used to go promote, like, to all the fans after the show, you know, and Jordan would, like, text me and be like, hey, give me that girl's number. And I would be, like, talking to the girl for him. And then I would actually get him the number. Because I'm, like, having conversations, like, handing out flyers and stuff.
Right, exactly. Pulling the blinds
on. And he was like, hey,
No, not her. The one on the left. The one on the left.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Some great
child
memories.
Labor. He was 15. I didn't have to pay him.
Yeah, exactly.
It was easy.
Paid him in donuts.
I was happy to work. Yeah.
One of the highlights, too. I remember we went to Harry Potter World. It was my birthday.
Like, right when it opened, too.
Wait, here?
In Florida.
One. It was, like, right when it opened. This was, like, 9 years ago or something like that. And they, like, spoiled me. It got me, like, they made me wear the Harry Potter robe. It was pretty expensive. So, like, this is
made
expensive.
You.
You're
like,
going
to
wear
it. Stoked to do it. All right,
they're like, all right, we'll buy you this robe, but you have to wear it the entire day. And he was like... And they got him an owl, too.
Wow. They got a wand.
Yeah.
The full treatment.
We all got wands.
100 degrees out. You didn't care.
I'm wearing a robe around.
You cannot walk
it.
Around Diagon Alley without a wand. I cannot stress this enough.
Yeah. What's your go-to wand?
Oh. You guys I'm out of this one.
Dumbledore.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah. All right. What is it? The all-powerful whatever. It's one of the...
Right. I'm basic, so I'm Harry wand, you know?
Harry
or Ron, because it's like broken.
Yeah, Ron is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fabian's like, I regret.
What are you guys talking about? Right.
So, we had said
it's like a Harry something. I don't even know. I'm probably one of the only people that never.
Is this a porno?
Yeah, I never read a book. Like, we went on a tour. Yeah, last time my nephew was in town, we went on a tour, like the Warner thing, when they have like the thing. When it's like, you're this, you're that. I was like, I don't know what the fuck you guys are talking about.
Have you seen any Harry Potter?
Like, what?
Have you seen any one of the movies?
No, I haven't. Nothing.
Really?
Yeah, I'm totally. I think I'm just like, I'm like a year or two or eight just past it. You know what I'm saying?
I watched Deathly Hallows Part 2 two nights ago.
Really? Is that one of them?
Yeah, it's like the dark.
The last one.
The very last one. It gets a little dark.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little grown up.
Dark magic.
Nice, man. Yeah. Nice. There's no going back.
Are we Game of Thrones fans?
Oh, yeah, we are.
Don't say anything. I'm still watching.
He hasn't finished.
Oh. I'm almost done. I'm on season 7. So.
Oh, okay. Go. I'm on season 1, episode 1.
There you go. That's where I was for like 10 years. Yeah. And then I finally.
It's awesome. Once you get into it, it's like.
Yeah.
No, everybody says that, but to me, it's like one of those things. I'm so far back, I'm like, fuck it, I don't even want to do it.
Well, no, now's the perfect time, because no spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
I guess that's true.
Yeah. I thought I was watching In an Ideal Time because I hadn't seen anything, and I started it, you know, right before this last season came out. But it was the worst time to watch because I got like three big things spoiled for me just because everyone was talking about
it. All right, yeah.
Or I would just see people like, "Oh, I'm so excited!" And just seeing one of the characters next to another character was a spoiler.
Yeah.
Or I knew they were alive.
Right. They made it through.
You know they're
alive. Battle.
You know they're friends.
Right.
You know?
Like, yeah. What? I'm like, all right. Great.
Well, I met Sophie for the first time. We were at the Beverly Hills Hotel having a drink, and I'm like, she's cool. This chick's cool as shit, but I don't know anything. Like, like literally not one thing. I'm like, she's fucking cool. I'm like, why is everybody going crazy? Like, what is she?
Oh wow. That's
like, I was like, oh, I think she was in the Louis Vuitton ad or something. I'm like, she's like, she's beautiful,
she
girl.
Probably was as well.
And then somebody was like, no, dude, she's like one of the main characters on the most famous show in the world. I was like, I got nothing. Sweet girl, fucking love her to death, had no idea what was going on.
Wow. I just got to a point where I was like, it came up in every conversation, like every single person we were hanging with, and it was like Game of Thrones. I was like, alright, fine, cause I was like, yo, I don't have time to go through all this.
16
like,
episodes a season, 7 like, seasons, 45 minutes, that's a lot of commitment.
Yeah, I was like, I'm so far behind, it's just
what's crazy
gone.
Is he still doesn't know that it ends with
right. I think this is Dragon or whatever.
It turns out that it's actually all in the future.
Yeah.
Right.
It's crazy.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway.
Yeah. Once that spaceship comes, it's like,
dude, it's the next level.
What? The dragons were mechanical
this whole time, dude?
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's so hot in here. I think it's because I'm didn't have my water.
You didn't have your liquid death because you're sitting
next to Connor.
Yeah, sitting next to me, man.
That happens, bro.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I should getting used to it, dude. Getting used to it.
That's podcast 101. You have to be very descriptive.
Exactly.
Yeah. Connor's wearing a black shirt.
Do you mean Connor, who's sitting to my right in a black shirt with black jeans?
And Jordan to my left in a blue shirt that says Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los Angeles, Los... Oh, from Los Angeles.
It's a Los Angeles Dodgers.
It's an anti-angels shirt.
Yeah.
So it says Los Angeles, Dodgers of Los Angeles, in Los Angeles, from Los Angeles, at Los Angeles, by Los Angeles, for Los Angeles, to Los Angeles, our Los Angeles, own Los Angeles, because it's the Angels, the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles, or the Los Angeles Angels.
We all
Anaheim,
believe you. We all believe you that had nothing to do with matching the bezel on your new watch.
No comment.
No comment.
Wait, what's the watch?
Oh, wow.
You have a Dodgers watch?
No.
It's just the color.
Just the color.
Nice.
He's like, I'm going all blue
subtle
today.
Subtle flex.
Yeah, you know, a little something.
Super subtle.
Just a little Wednesday. You know, no big deal. It is Wednesday, right?
It's my Wednesday watch.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. I wear it every Wednesday. I'm a Wednesday nerd.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Let's get to the point.
Let's go song one.
Right.
Yeah, let's do this, man.
I'm stoked because I have a feeling I'm going to like a lot of the songs you guys pick.
I'm a little nervous.
I don't know. We'll see.
Let's go.
I wonder what I would like to like see if you could guess or like what you would expect from us.
Yeah, that's
I feel like there's gonna be either a Blink 182 or All Time Low song in there somewhere.
Okay.
Depending on like, because you could go down different paths. You could go down like the musical journey. You could go down the life journey, the brother journey.
Yeah, that's the thing. There's so many like routes.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like if it was a musical journey, there might be an All Time Low thing in there.
We talked about this. We picked a journey. So that was one journey we thought about taking.
Okay, so it's not that. There's going to be a Justin Timberlake song, I feel like.
Maybe. I don't know. I love Justin Timberlake, but it was never like a...
Okay.
Growing up on Justin Timberlake.
I'm gonna stop guessing.
For two, yeah.
Well, I don't know what journey you took. So.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's a Wu-Tang Clan song in there.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Yeah.
This is our guy right here.
So the torture song.
Biggie Smalls was my whole childhood.
Yeah,
exactly. Where'd you guys grow up?
So we grew up in Orlando.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. So it's the two of us. And we have another brother.
Okay.
So I guess I would say our first one, like ever since we were like super, super young. We were like, we have a family video of it where like Tarzan soundtrack came out, Phil Collins. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So that was like our first one that was like, dude. Yeah, dude, that's like a classic one for us.
We seriously have a childhood video of my dad picking up all three of us, spinning us around to that song.
Nice.
And so like, and that song has like come
that
back.
That seems safe.
Yeah. Oh, he's strong. Yeah. Don't worry.
We're like
fucking arms like this. Yeah.
We're so small too.
I'm like, pretty sure Toby was like almost just about to fly, like go and fly off. No, but that song has come back and definitely like different moments of our like, or you'll hear it and it's just like so much. It's probably the most nostalgic song that I can think of.
Nice,
I just love Phil Collins in general, so
right?
Like, everything he does I just love. So
can we all admit there wasn't enough Tom rolls in that song.
Like, right? Like, that one needed
that's
Tom
one
rolls.
Negative of the yeah, song. That's yeah. the only negative, dude.
You should just more put Tom that rolls. In every song.
I think their budget on, you know, that soundtrack, yeah. they ran out of money,
right?
Money.
Yeah.
And no rototoms. No rototoms. Sorry, Collins.
Yeah, dude.
He went
He's like, I'll bring my own. See, we don't got enough cables. We're out there.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Not this time.
I like that. It's a dope.
I love, like, the meme of, like, people were like, oh yeah, Phil didn't have to go in as hard as he did on that soundtrack, but like he did anyways because right. it's Phil
yeah.
Collins.
It's Phil
you know,
Collins,
like,
yeah. Has he been known to half-ass anything?
That's one of those songs too, like I forget that it's a soundtrack song.
Yeah. yeah.
Because it's just
sure.
dope.
It was actually a massive song too because
Huge.
Of that, right?
I mean,
yeah. Oh yeah.
When did that come out? Like 99, 2000? Something
know.
Like that?
Yeah,
somewhere.
I was
somewhere around there, but like
I was very young when it did.
I was paying attention to the chart positions around that age when I was.
I think it peaked
seven.
That.
yeah. yeah.
But
that,
that song was just so good, man. It's like classic. I feel
did
like.
That like turn you on to more folk?
99.
Yeah. yeah. Oh yeah, I just love all his Genesis.
That was,
I love.
Our dad always played him a lot. Yeah, for sure.
Susudio's my jam.
Yeah, dude. All his stuff is dope.
Oh, yeah, dude.
yeah.
He's still touring too. Which
I know.
Is crazy. He just did a tour. And stuff.
He does the Britney Spears mic too.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
I'm Not Dead Yet tour.
Yeah.
Still kicking.
yeah. yeah, exactly. But he's not even that old. Like I thought he was gonna be like 80 or like
70 like, something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He yeah. was young when Genesis was around.
Yeah, it's crazy.
He was just still bald, so.
Dude, you ever seen that video at Live Aid when he plays which one was it? He plays at Live Aid, it's insane. He's just
really?
Incredible. He's so good.
Yeah.
This is when he was like obviously like
in his
he like
prime.
Sends
in
his prime,
ass off
yeah.
and plays drums at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is like I don't think people realize how hard
yeah.
that is to
That's
do.
Like cardio,
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
That's like major cardio.
Well, just
man.
And keeping rhythm
yeah.
with like
pitch.
And yeah, it's like that's
He's 68. He's not that old at all. I thought he'd be a lot older than that. Yeah, he's not old at all.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Phil Collins, let's get a beer, man.
Yeah. yeah. Yeah, so I guess we can move on to the next one, right?
Yeah,
I
don't know. Sure. Yeah. Hey, man, this is
yeah,
our
here,
show,
we're here,
right,
man.
Okay.
We want to hear.
I
right.
just want to talk about Phil Collins.
Yeah,
all
you stay on Phil.
And tracks of Phil Collins.
So this is one that I'm sure. I mean, it's very like we all know the song,
uh-huh.
but for me, it even has more nostalgia. But it's just "Viva La Vida"
okay.
by Coldplay. I feel like that song. I don't know even like what it is about it. Like it's just so like there's just like an energy to it. It's crazy. But one thing that was crazy about that was the first song that we ever played together
mm-hmm.
as you know the three
oh, really?
Of us yeah like because we were at this
little summer camp thing
yeah,
or something
this is right when the song came out like
mm-hmm. oh, you guys really did play summer camps
oh this was
no,
this was
like a family one
a
but,
family yeah. trip where like for some reason they had like this little center in the middle of this area like it's in Pennsylvania it's very like
yeah.
you know just a bunch of families cheering on
yeah.
little kids
they suck
singing.
Don't tell them they suck
yeah, don't
tell
them they're awful yeah but we learned that song like right when it came out and then it was crazy because we actually went on like Subtle Flex but we won the iHeartRadio competition and they were playing that and so we played and then they were like two acts after us
oh, wow.
and just
sick,
hearing
dude.
Them sing that and
right.
like I seriously cried I was like this is it's just like such a crazy you know moment of direct like you know how far you've come or like
yeah.
where you are it was so cool to see
that's
like,
incredible
and
that's
afterwards awesome. we were backstage and we saw Chris Martin backstage and we went back we just were like we gotta just say something
right
yeah
so we were like hey man just want to say like you know you got us into music and like we probably wouldn't be playing this, you know. Had you
yeah.
know, we played "Viva La Vida" this day. He's like, "Oh, so cool, guys! Thanks for telling me that."
right.
And we were like,
"He's like, scared get the kids out of here.
get out of here!"
Oh yeah, these
That's
guys
awesome.
Right here. Yeah, we just took a photo and told him that, and it was cool just to like.
I'm so glad he was cool.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have that moment was, you know, just to say
yeah.
that was
yeah,
sick.
Dude.
It was the only time we got to meet them,
right?
But
and you
still.
Were like, you were peers.
Yeah.
Peers for that day.
Yeah.
yeah
well,
exactly.
I mean,
like,
from that day on.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because if it's like at a meet and greet, it was cool that we like played
like
the show and
stage.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Surreal.
That's sick, man.
Yeah.
That's sick.
That song, the production on that is so epic.
Dude, it's insane.
Yeah.
It still sounds timeless. We're just listening on the way here.
Yeah. And it's like crazy how, I don't know, his voice is just like always. I was just saying, it's like sonically, it always sits so well, like
yeah,
in
yeah.
the recording, whatever it is. Like something about his tone. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, that's gonna say his tone.
Yeah,
just sits
it's just
right.
Crazy.
It's sick, man. Yeah,
and you
I
can
agree.
Tell how like he. You can tell that he writes
mm-hmm.
his songs.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like the way he sings them is so
personal.
Yeah,
I love
personal, but just like also just you can tell he's stoked.
Yeah,
when he sings his songs, it's
right.
Like,
right.
it sounds like he's just singing his own songs in his bedroom.
Yeah, you just right. believe it
it's
from him.
It's not perfect.
Like, I feel like right. you could, if somehow you could emulate the entire recording and, like, copy it, there's, you can't, like, emulate that voice no. and just, like, that. I know, there's something so iconic about it. It's crazy.
His energy is yeah. nuts.
Yeah, I love yeah. Brian Eno, too. He's the producer
yeah.
and stuff, like, that they did that with and stuff. But I don't know, man. There's just something, like, Brian they always Eno capture
did,
magic.
I think he did Joshua Tree.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
He did, yeah.
yeah. Production. He did a lot of YouTube
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's crazy.
That dude's a legend. He's yeah. crazy. And then that dude, John Hopkins, he's an artist as well. But they do mm-hmm. a lot of stuff with him. Like, he does all the, like, really sick, like, soundscape kind of vibes of Coldplay yeah. and stuff. Well,
he does a damn good job of
yeah.
it.
Yeah. It's crazy.
They have one song on their album that's pretty much just his song, which is crazy. It's just like...
That's John Hopkins' cool. song.
Yeah.
That's sick.
And you can
yeah,
listen to
it. He has it on his bro. Spotify as well. It's yeah. like... Yeah, whoa, it's kind of nuts.
Hell yeah.
The first song off the album, yeah. Life in Technicolor. That's yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I'll have to go back and listen.
Definitely
to that.
Have to check that out.
Yeah.
All right, next one. So mine would be, this is a huge one for me, would be Danny California, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
All right.
Dude.
All right. I would have never guessed that one.
That was my middle school, man. That's uh-huh. like, I wore a Stadium Arcadium shirt to school every day. Single day.
Nice.
I was a cartoon character.
You were that kid.
Yeah, I was seriously like... You know, that was my outfit. It was like just...
This. What was the guitar you had at the time?
I just had this little Yamaha guitar, but I wanted to be John Frusciante so oh, bad.
It was like...
Dude, John Frusciante, though, is a guitar player. He's like... I just always... He's like got me into playing guitar and
yeah.
wanting to learn how to solo and all that kind of stuff. And
he's unreal.
Did you like him growing up
oh, yeah.
too? Yeah.
Yeah. His, but the thing about him for me was he could write really simple, catchy riffs like Scar Tissue.
Yeah.
And then just blow your mind.
Yeah,
with
100%.
That was like weird, artsy to the left, kind of like interesting to listen to. And then he would just snap right into like almost a Blink-182 riff,
mm-hmm.
where it was just so dumb, but well chosen. It's
yeah.
like, and then he did massive amounts of drugs and it became all weird.
You know? As most good music.
Yeah. But I feel it, I think the coolest thing about him is his replacement.
Yeah.
Is his guitar tech.
Oh, really? I didn't know he was a guitar tech.
Yeah. Oh, really? Looks just like him, sounds just like him, and he was his guitar tech.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And I think the first time that he had to fill in, like, he wasn't in the band yet, he just had to fill in, and they were like, do you know all the parts? He's like, do I?
Right. Right.
You know? And then
he's been
just
waiting
got up there
for this moment.
Just killed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, talk about a promotion.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's a
crazy.
Big promotion.
Yeah. And the moves, like, he looked very similar. Like,
yeah.
Like, if
you're
have
in you
the stadium.
Have seen them in the same room together since?
Yeah, there it is.
Exactly.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, exactly.
We saw them live, and I remember people were yelling at him, going, John, because he looks like him.
Especially in, like, yeah, in an arena, like, it's kind of hard to tell from a distance. Like, but you would easily think, yeah. like,
you would
oh,
hear people
him.
Yelling, John, they thought it was yeah. him, so whatever, it's working for him.
Sure, hair over his head and, like, shake.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
We had a crazy one with Chili Peppers, too. Like, we were working in the studio, and this is about, like, 2-3 years ago, and the studio that we were in, like, the room we were in, is the only room you could get out to the balcony to, like, for a smoke break or something.
Yeah.
So we're, like, writing a song,
mm-hmm.
and these couple guys come into our studio, and, like, I was looking at my computer for a second, and I just look up, there's a hand in my face. It was Chad Smith, and he's like, what's up, man? How you doing? And he's like, Chad, nice to meet you. And I'm like, look, I was like, oh, my God, I know who you are. And
like, oh, my God, Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell.
No, I wonder how sick of that joke he is.
We asked him, so, like, he went yeah. outside, and then I just told him, you know, I sound like we said this to all of our favorite artists, but I was yeah. like, like, again, somebody, you know, a huge yeah. art, like, inspiration sure. of ours is like, dude,
we made an effort to find all of our favorite artists and track them down.
Right. Yeah, and tell them, you got me into
yeah.
music.
Yeah.
It was so weird that they
yeah.
were in the studio next to the one we booked because they were there.
Yeah, yeah. It just happened to be. What a coincidence.
Yeah.
Who would have guessed?
Like, no one would have thought that.
You guys
yeah.
are here too?
Yeah, what?
Whoa.
He's an awesome dude, though.
Yeah, he's
awesome
so nice.
Drummer. Yeah.
Like, the nicest dude ever and stuff.
I got to do, like, a charity thing with him. It was me and Zach from All Time Low. And we were just like fanboy the whole time because it was the two of us and then Chad Smith on drums and Mike Isinger from Incubus.
Oh, no way. That's crazy.
Yeah. And it was just like, the best part was like, we just kind of jammed in the dressing room.
No way.
Yeah, and it was just like, Chad Smith was like banging on like furniture because we wouldn't even sound check. It was just like whatever. That was like the funnest thing.
That's crazy.
And he was yeah. hilarious. He's like as funny as Will Ferrell too.
Really?
He's hilarious.
He's got a lot to live up to, right?
Weren't you, Jordan, you told us about the how they played at like a school thing they dressed up.
My brother's kids go to school with one of the Chili Peppers kids. I don't know which ones of them go there, but so every school assembly, the Chili Peppers play.
That's the craziest
and
thing
so
ever.
And so they played Halloween, and they were in costumes.
And like, no one realizes.
Yeah, like, well, no, they know it's them, and my brother's like panning his phone across the audience, and like none of the kids have any clue who the Chili Peppers are because it's all little kids.
Like, oh, your dad's up there again.
And all of the parents are like
dying,
trying not to freak out.
Yeah.
And they're all just like, yeah.
That's amazing.
Like trying not to sing so they look cool.
Yeah.
It's crazy. My brother's like, fuck it. Woo!
Yeah, of course.
In front row.
I was like, nothing. Yeah,
calm down, guy.
Pushing kids out of the way.
T-shirt on. Front row.
Crazy.
It's a once in a lifetime chance.
Yeah, exactly. It's a once in a month long chance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. See you guys in August.
Yeah. Support for today's show comes from Pet Relief. Pet Relief makes all-natural, USDA-certified organic CBD products for pets using full-spectrum CBD hemp oil that is grown and extracted in Colorado. And with a wide variety of products, they have something to assist a range of ailments such as hip and joint pain, inflammation, situational anxiety, and more. They also offer oils for both cats and dogs that are made with only two ingredients, full-spectrum CBD hemp oil and organic coconut oil. And their supplements are all handmade and baked with human-grade organic ingredients that have been sourced from farms across the United States. Not to mention, all of their products are third-party tested in an effort to be completely transparent. I'll tell you what, my wife and I rescued our second dog a few months ago. This guy came to us a complete disaster, man. His joints are all messed up. He's got anxiety like you never saw before. We started using some of these Pet Relief products, and we've seen his quality of life go through the roof. It makes us really happy. Head over to PetRelief.com and enter promo code TRAX to get 10% off your order. That's Pet, R-E-L-E-A-F.com, offer code TRAX.
Yeah, so the next artist that I would say I actually got into on the tour that we did together, and it's like, obviously we all probably love him, but John Mayer was like, giant one for me, and I didn't like.
And I was gonna guess John. That was gonna be my next one.
Yes,
because I know how much you like John Mayer.
But there was actually like, I forget. There's somebody on that tour that was like, it was like a weird reason for me to get into him. But they were like quizzing me on like how fast I could guess a song based off like the first 2 seconds.
Okay.
And because of that, I like studied even more of his stuff, and then I was like,
I think that might have been me.
Yeah, I think it was you. And then. Yeah, anyways, on that tour, that was pretty much, I just played all his music on shuffle. I didn't even know, like, any which song were on which album.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I feel like that's such a fun way to listen to an artist is when you're just, like, listening on shuffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then, like, it was, like, years later before I knew where anything went. And, like, I don't know. There's just, I feel like Battle Studies is one of the most underrated albums of his, too. Which,
yeah, there's some
good, I love Battle Studies, yeah. Heartbreak Warfare.
Yeah.
Oh, what was your song?
I think Edge of Desire was probably my favorite, or War of My Life, one of those two. But
War of My Life is dope.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Yeah, Heartbreak
Warfare. I mean, he's got a full catalog. He's just stacked.
I think he's the best, like, current guitar player.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
I feel like he's very underrated.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like,
I think people just don't know that he, people don't, I think they assume that they shouldn't give him the credit that he deserves for playing guitar.
Yeah, because he's kind of goofy, he's like jokester, like you don't.
Yeah, and
you
don't, he sings like beautiful love songs.
Right,
And he was very like typecast very early on, and like wasn't that way necessarily through his whole career. But like he got like Your Body Is a Wonderland. Yeah,
that
dude,
song just
and that's
like,
his first out. You know, it's crazy.
Exactly. Yeah,
he talks about that too. How he like. He had to play the game at first, had to write those kind of songs and whatever.
Right.
And then, I mean, he got to that point where he was just putting out songs that he liked.
Right.
And then now with, you know, New Light, it's like best of both worlds.
Right.
It's like catchy, cool, awesome, and it sounds like something that he would want to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. I love his last album, too. I thought his last album was dope.
It's crazy that he, on all of his albums, is like the only writer on everything, too.
Yeah.
Which is like, I love seeing that when you just like, so when somebody's like a great artist but also a great songwriter, and they have like they can back it up with their
musicality.
He has
the best band. Always.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, like, dude.
Neil Palladino is the best bass player.
Steve Jordan.
Yeah.
So,
Robbie McIntyre when he was playing with
them. Oh, dude, I love him, man.
Yeah.
That dude's incredible.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he's on, like that's what's cool is that he brought the old band back.
Yeah.
Now it's so awesome. I want to go see this current tour.
So do I.
Yeah. He has like no opener for it. You see that?
Yeah. It's just him.
I could just talk about this for hours.
I mean, he's got plenty of songs to play.
He's
right?
hilarious. Oh, yeah. Yeah. He is like, he does stand up.
Yeah, that's
what I
thought. He does
that thing with Chappelle, too. Like, he's genuinely funny.
That Chappelle skit was amazing. Yeah. With the music, different type of people dancing to different type of music. Yeah. Something like that. It was incredible.
He's awesome.
You see, you watch Current Mood, too?
Every time.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, that's great.
We always get on there
Instagram
and watch
those. Have you seen that, Fabian? He does an Instagram live talk show where he does it with the front-facing camera. So, like, it's called Current Mood, so he has it printed out backwards behind him so that on the front-facing camera it's right.
It's right. Okay, all right.
But he'll have, like, Halsey on, and they'll just, like, squeeze into the...
Yeah, they're like, the little camera, you know, on the front face camera.
And he'll like put his guitar like up behind her, like, all right.
Just on the screen.
Kill it.
And yeah, for sure. Yeah.
He has a backdrop that he made. Like,
yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Like super glue Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
these little like buttons, you know, like an applause button and a crowd clapping button. And, like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we need to get those on here.
So. Yeah, y'all got to get that going.
Yeah, exactly. Have some applause.
The crowd laugh.
Yeah.
Good call.
Little sound effects.
See, right now, there would be laughter from that.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
We could laugh.
No, we'd have a cricket chirping. For
sick. Awesome.
We're going to add all kinds of sound effects behind you only.
Just Riley.
Awesome. Cool. Boo.
Who this man?
Get out. Every time he talks, he's in a new atmosphere. He's
right.
You suck.
Yeah, exactly.
What's the next one?
You go next.
All right, let me think. All right, this is one of my favorite bands. This is probably, like, I feel like a lot of people's, like, I don't know, most classic favorite band, but Fleetwood Mac is, like, one of my all-time favorite bands. My song of theirs, though, the one that I just, is one no one knows really by them. It's called Bleed to Love Her.
I don't know. Yeah.
It's crazy to me. Like, so many people don't know it.
Story checks out.
I think it's like a nostalgic thing for me. I don't know what it is, but my dad always played it when we were younger and stuff. And
but not the actual version. The live
studio
version
I don't love as much. The live version is like, I don't know, there's some magic about it. I just love the song. Yeah,
the magic is Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah, there's the magic,
But what did you hear? Band. Did you hear the live version first?
Yeah, actually, I knew the live version when I was younger, so maybe that's probably why.
You artists, man. Like, as an engineer, I was going to ask it. I was like, I already knew the answer to the question. I was like, you heard it first, so that's the right one. You know what I'm saying? Like, the demo-itis. There you go.
I'm with you, though.
Every mix that you ever do, don't you? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Connor, seriously, like, we'll put out a song and then he'll hear a frequency in it and then he'll be like, oh, we have to re-upload. Like, we just did this recently.
Really?
Because you heard one frequency and I'm like, dude, nobody's going to hear that.
Right. Yeah. It's not as he's like, but I'm going to hear it.
I hear it, though. Yeah.
Exactly.
I can't listen to it anymore. Like,
he's ruined the song.
That's honestly annoying, but.
It's like that's an interesting thing about technology. Not to, like, always bring up the, like, do you like downloading? Do you like all this, you know, whatever? But it is interesting that you can swap it out now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can.
You
couldn't, if you put it on a vinyl, you're not going to, like, you're going to go repress all the vinyl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You made for the next round. You know what I'm saying?
Or even CDs.
Right.
It's like, you can't. You're not
going back to the plan.
You could do like the deluxe version.
Right.
It's changed, but.
Extended
nobody would
mix
notice.
3,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, exactly.
The bonus disc,
I always find that crazy about movies, too. Like Titanic. You know, like, there's a whole re-release, and there's, like, if you watch the very first one, it's crazy. There's all these, like, technical errors, drinks and shots, and like people falling on what the, you know, obviously our cushions. And like,
did they just bounce?
It's like, whoa, that's
and
crazy.
And then you watch also like The Hangover, the movie Hangover. Then you watch like the extended one, and you're like, so one time I was on TV and I didn't realize. I'm like, the fuck is going on? Like I've seen this movie 1,000 times.
Yeah,
I never saw this. Like, I have no idea what's going on. And then it just says like extended cut or director's cut or something like that. Yeah.
And you're like, this was just as good the first time.
Right,
you didn't really need to add anything.
Exactly. That's the thing is like. If you're gonna fix mistakes, like that's one thing.
That's what,
I get that.
Yeah,
they did it with that Game of Thrones episode. There was a Starbucks.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, that went viral. Ruined it for you. Sorry, dude.
Starbucks.
I'm out.
Yeah,
and then the water bottles.
Yeah, but like that, I don't mind.
Right.
But Star Wars, when you go back and you add extra characters,
right,
that are just like literally walking by the camera. They're not even doing anything.
Right. Yeah,
walk by. It's like,
what is she doing here?
Yeah,
like part. It's really out of place. It's like Bugs Bunny just walked by in Tatooine. It's like, come on.
Yeah.
You know what
some
I mean?
Of it's it like, is great just because it was like not perfect.
Yeah, they were
Muppets.
Yeah.
And then they add this like cartoon monster walking by. It's like,
right.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a Muppet any day. And now that they make the new ones, they went back to Muppets.
Right.
Yeah.
To make it look that way.
It's crazy.
It's like adding tape crackle to a digital recording.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the feel. It's a feel.
It's a vibe thing, bro.
Yeah. So I used to hate that when it was coming out. And now it's like, oh, can we add some of that like shitty quality?
Yeah. Like the stuff that I just spent 4 hours taking out. That one?
Yeah.
Let me just bypass the gate.
Yeah.
Can we pay $1,000 for that plugin that has that really realistic sounding crackle?
Yeah, exactly.
That nobody wanted when it was real?
Exactly.
It is. That's insane. It's going to like reverse completely.
Oh, yeah. And then it'll go away again.
Right.
Like mono recordings are going to be cool pretty soon, you know?
Dude, I'm sure.
Like,
they're probably already not. Like,
yeah, maybe not.
After the vinyl craze, which is still going, which is awesome because it's great quality.
Absolutely.
Hipsters started cassettes. And it's like, no.
Yeah.
Now,
vinyl came back because it sounds better.
Right.
Cassette tapes sound like shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
And they're annoying.
You got to
fast forward, you got to rewind.
Yeah.
When I was an assistant at the studio, they used to make me make the cassettes.
Bless you.
I
Eddie freaking would hit it.
No
way.
I was the man at the studio. Like, everybody, like, yo, get Fabian to run the, because at the end of the night, they would run like a cassette.
Wow.
Get Fabian in there. So I used to hit the little limiter. I was such a nerd, man. I knew how to hit that thing just right, man.
Dang, that's crazy.
Little side story, sorry.
I have no clue how you even make a cassette at all. Yeah. So.
You just hit, you know, you put the tape over the hole and I was kidding.
Yeah. Yeah, teach me right now.
Right
Let's
now.
Teach the listeners.
Bring out the cassette.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think they put CD player cassettes in cars anymore.
No
way,
maybe
dude.
A CD player, but if so, it's
I don't think, they don't even
for
really
GPS.
Put CDs.
Right.
CD players.
It's like hidden. You got to lift the thing up to get to it.
Can you imagine seeing a cassette player in like a nice Tesla or something? How weird would that be?
I'm sure it's an option.
It probably is, to be honest. Yeah, you're probably right. Yeah.
For Silver Lake area.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. It's crazy.
It's that, and they'll like put a couple dings in it for you.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
All right, so next person is somebody that I got in more recently. This is like probably my favorite artist right now, but and these are all like my like top ones, and obviously there's like all these different like facets underneath it, but like Frank Ocean for me.
Sure.
This last year has pretty much been the only artist I've listened to.
Yeah.
Really? But specifically, if I had to pick one song, I love White Ferrari off his new album or latest album. But yeah, he's just like such a intricate artist, and like I love the, I think one of my favorite things is the mystery aspect of him, you know, like because that doesn't really exist anymore, and it's like
everybody shares everything in their
life. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Rock stars are dead.
The fact that he just would like put out an album and then just disappear,
right?
And you're like, where'd he go? Like, he said nothing about this album.
Yeah.
Like,
and it makes you wonder. It's like, is he a smart guy? Does he have a smart team? Are they like making him like, all right, this is what's cool. This is cool to do this, or if he's just kind of like this is what I think is. He's just an artist, and he's just like, check it out.
Yeah, he's
Give
just
me
like,
the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah. It's like you hear all the Prince stories and all of that, and you're like, I don't know. There's just like people I feel like are so much more invested when they feel like there's like all these little secret things, and it feels like there is, you know, like Prince would like pop up to like random places and then he just disappear. Yeah.
Right.
And you're like, I don't know.
End up in a cloud of purple smoke.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Prince was here.
What? No.
Like, he's like, we don't smoke.
Yeah.
No, no, there's glitter. He was definitely here.
Like the Jimmy Fallon story he told where he was playing ping pong. He's like, he was at some club or something and they were playing ping pong and then like, and they were in like this area with curtains and then like he went to fetch the ball, like it went rolled away and he turned around and Prince was gone. His whole team was gone and he went outside and he was like, what just happened? Like, and
am I really here?
Yeah. Somebody there was like,
was that
what
a
do
dream?
You mean what just happened?
Exactly.
He goes back in, the ping pong table's gone.
It's crazy. So I feel like I just love that Frank Ocean embodies a little bit of that.
Sure.
And obviously the music carries it, but it just has
it's a
like
vibe.
Yeah, it's a vibe. Yeah.
Certainly.
It's great.
Well, now with social media too, it's like artist goes off stage and then they're on the social media stage.
Yeah,
it's like,
that was great.
It's like you see every single detail and almost like
necessary evil, but
it is.
I mean, it's cool. It's cool and it's not cool.
Right.
Like I always use Guns N' Roses as the example because they used to be at one of two places. Apparently, I don't know. I wasn't there, but they would either be at Rainbow Room or Cantor's, and it's like the idea that like you would go somewhere hoping to see your favorite band because you're like, dude, if we were ever there on the same night, we would totally hang out and have a beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But every time you went, for some reason, they weren't there.
Yeah.
And you would like see a picture of them there that night and you were like, wait, what? Now it's like, hey, we're Rainbow Room. Hanging out.
Yeah.
Come say hey.
It's like they go there when there's nobody there just to get photos.
Yeah, exactly. I'm totally guilty of it too. Like you have to do it now.
Yeah. Well, it's just, especially it's part of what it is now. Yeah,
especially
for sure.
Especially until you're you know, a name like Frank Ocean.
Right.
Where you could just, you can disappear.
Right. Yeah, no, for sure. But I agree with you.
I don't know.
Yeah. We actually have, in our garage in Florida, we have like a Guns N' Roses wardrobe case that was like left over.
Really?
Yeah.
That's dope. And for some reason, it was like...
We ruined that thing, though. We just turned it into like this soundboard case, and this poor thing is like destroyed, I think, but...
What an asshole.
I know, right?
Like, I could have sold it when it was in good condition.
We didn't ruin it on purpose by any means, just to you know, set the story straight. But like,
I'm sure Guns N' Roses took real good care of it.
Yeah, I'm sure they were like, that's our road case, be careful. Exactly,
I'm sure it wasn't like anybody important's case. It wasn't like, or Slash.
It's probably like the text case.
Yeah, it's like
the text wardrobe case. Yeah, something like that. There's no way they're giving us, you know, top notch cases or anything.
Sorry to break the news, guys. It wasn't even their case.
Yeah, it probably wasn't. Yeah.
That's what we were told by our manager at the time, but he easily
I got you guys. It was a gift, wasn't it?
Yeah. Here you go.
Like, the paint that said Guns N' Roses was so fresh.
Right. Yeah, and he was spray painting right before he gave it to us.
You would think they would know how to spell their name. It was spelled wrong. Yeah. It had a G. I mean, G-U-N-Z.
He was, yeah, it was a great story. Great time.
Sorry, I ruined it for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right.
I'm going to go home and throw that case
out. Exactly, fuck that case, man. Yeah.
It's like that Michael Jordan autograph I have that's conveniently in my mom's handwriting.
Yeah.
You showed me that.
Yeah, it was something that she always said.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, listen to your mother, Michael Jordan, number 24. Yeah. It's like, wait, what?
Hold on.
Sorry.
Mom?
Wait a minute, Mom.
Yeah.
Your mom's so sweet, she would do that.
Oh, totally.
She would fly and find him and wait outside until he did it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. My baby needs that. That's she would handle that for sure.
Yeah, exactly. All right, I'll ask you a question we ask everybody.
Yeah.
Because I feel like y'all are going to be good. I think I know the answer to yours already, Riley. But,
podcast.
Desert Island album.
Boom.
Yeah, podcast. I have to say who I pointed at.
Yeah.
Desert Island album. You're on a desert island. You can listen to one album for the rest of your life. It can't be a compilation.
Cannot.
And it can't be like a soundtrack.
Mm.
Unless it's the Bodyguard soundtrack.
The upcoming Jordan McGraw album.
Damn right.
Coming out?
Because you're going to miss him so much.
Yeah.
Boom.
He's going to be gone on tour.
Yeah.
I'm
basically
definitely not that. I was kidding.
Good one.
Hold on. I got to think about this. I feel like I wouldn't pick like somebody, because if I've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I feel like Jack Johnson or something would be great. If I'm on an island.
Yeah, you're just saying because the island thing.
Yeah, exactly. But
but keep in mind though, you're on an island, but you don't necessarily want to be.
Okay.
So you're not like,
you
don't got to play Margaritaville.
Yeah. With your feet up getting the sunshine.
So that we're stranded.
Like, think
and
more
miserable.
Castaway, but instead of a volleyball, a record player worked.
Boom.
Mm.
I like that.
Boom.
Dang.
Oh, I'm sorry. An MP3 player works. Sorry, you don't know what record player. Yeah, forget.
Yeah, what is that?
Forget,
It's a cassette player. Cassette player, all right.
An iPod shuffle.
Yeah.
Vintage.
Yeah. All 30 songs. Dude, that's a hard one.
That's a big commitment, man. You're stuck there, dude.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting married to this record.
Yeah. And then after you say it, we're going to throw you on an island forever.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's how it ends.
Connor signed a waiver. He
should be a good show, at least, like survival. But
survivor, but it's just you listening to Jack Johnson over and over again.
All right, it wouldn't be that good when you actually say it. Sounded good in theory.
I'm going to take it before Riley does.
Yeah.
Take that Coldplay record, Viva La Vida.
Cool, yeah.
All right.
It's a good one. Sentimental and fun and epic.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of everything.
That's the thing. You got to kind of put every vibe on there.
Sure? Yeah.
Because you're going to be bummed out one day.
Yeah.
You're going to be happy one day. You're going to be on a beach.
I'm just going to stick to Jack Johnson because I don't think I would be miserable. I think I would find...
It would make you happy.
I feel like I would find happiness in just like, banana pancakes.
Make a banana.
Yeah.
All
right. Hey, I'm like, yeah, it ain't that bad, you know? I can make this work.
What are you guys? I'm curious.
I feel like I need to change mine every time because people are going to get sick of hearing mine.
Yeah.
Mine's usually Ray Charles, Hits the Road.
Oh, that's good.
But if I had to pick another one... Ooh. See, it's hard now.
It is not, you're on the spot. Yeah, it's not easy.
I would either go with a Tina Turner album.
Mm.
Probably Private Dancer.
Fire.
Or Appetite for Destruction.
Nice. I like that.
Yeah.
If I had to pick just one song, it'd probably be "I Think We're Alone Now" by Tiffany.
Dude, yeah,
you know, just
you would be,
because I'd be really alone, and I just be, I think we're alone now.
I'd pick "Sweet Caroline" just so I could do the bop
just by yourself.
Yeah. What about you, Fabian?
I like "Appetite for Destruction" a lot. Yeah. I hadn't thought about it.
There's some vibes on it too, but then there's also just like, anytime I went hunting for coconuts, I'd put on "Welcome to the Jungle."
Yeah. And then, dude, you can make like, and you could take a whole different meaning. We talked about this before, but you could take a whole different meaning of it. And like, you can make a friend with like a rock, and you could be like dancing with Mr. Brownstone. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you could be out there.
Yeah.
Mm, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We went there, dude.
And then,
I like it.
And then, like, okay, so you have Mr. Brownstone, the rock, right?
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he meets another rock.
Yeah.
And they like,
and that's,
you know,
our show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in
and then knocking on heaven's door.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden,
come on,
you put a pebble next to
come
him
on
and put on "Sweet Child of Mine."
Dude.
Oh my,
dude, he went there.
Yeah,
he went there.
I did it. I
that's
did
great.
It.
You guys can't, you know,
that was beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. It's a love story.
I'm gonna stick to Tiffany.
I teared up.
And then all of a sudden, then I'm lonely again because they've got a family. They're doing their thing. They're rolling into that cave for the family reunion.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
And you're
I'm
out
not
there.
Invited because I've, you know.
Right, right.
I'm not a rock.
I'm sorry, Jordan. Sorry, dude.
All of a sudden,
is
I'm sitting
D-Rock
on the beach
invited?
By myself again. And I'm like, well, shit.
Damn.
Now I hate Guns N' Roses.
And it's my only CD.
Essentially, they kind of like ruined the vibe. I let them borrow the CD because they're having a family reunion. I'm not going to make it not fun for them.
And it's you in the water, dude.
You know what I mean? It's just me in the water.
I'm sorry, Jordan. That's deep, dude.
You know, and then I start noticing the sand is everywhere. I'm like, ah. You know, I get a hole in my shoe because I stepped on the pebble.
Right.
Now the two rocks, I had, now any chance of them liking me again is gone.
You stepped on their kid.
Yeah, I stepped on their kid.
They're like,
and
is
then
this
I'm
still
mad because I'm like, yeah, but it's just a pebble. And they're like, how dare you say that about our kid?
Right. It's not our
but
pebble.
I'm like, yeah, but your kid put a hole in my shoe. And they're like, yeah, but you killed it.
Right.
And I'm like, really? Did I?
And Mr. Brownstone's getting madder and madder and madder.
Yeah,
you know what
exactly.
I'm saying?
Exactly.
I'm totally lost right now, I have to be honest.
Yeah. Then we go back to now he wants to fight.
Right.
And his walk on song, I was going to make my walk out song, "Welcome to the Jungle."
Dude, he's
but
got
now
it.
But now he's done it.
Because you gave him the CD for the party.
Yeah.
Thing.
This is the part where, like, you're watching this on your
hey,
phone
you
and your friend's like, what
friends
are you
like,
listening
what,
to?
Yeah, what is this?
Stop like, you
what is that?
Everybody's like, what are these? Yeah. That guy's crazy.
There's a rock and a pebble?
I'm just saying.
Some deep life talks right here.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
We won't even get into if the pebble was there before the rock. Like, we won't even get into that, dude. Like,
and heaven forbid they
start. Oh, jeez.
Oh, they steal the campfire and they start cooking. And then I just keep wanting to know what the rock is cooking.
Oh, my God.
We're in a wormhole. We're in a wormhole. How do we save it?
Because
I
have an appetite.
For what? Destruction?
For destruction.
Oh, my God. All right, on that note.
It's been fun.
We really appreciate you guys coming out.
Hey, thanks for having us. This is awesome.
You know.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to that.
Yeah.
We'll put laugh tracks in there.
Yeah.
We'll sample you guys laughing.
Yeah,
see. It sounds like you guys enjoy it.
We'll give it a go. 1, 2, 3. And just throw that in there. Awesome.
Now we appreciate you guys.
Yeah,
yeah, thanks,
it means
dudes.
A lot.
Of course.
Boom. Tracks of Life, baby.